I'm now joined in the studio by Davina Wright and Kaz Bainbridge. They're from Gold Satino, who are presenting Dion at Raj House as part of this year's Fringe. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat.
Thanks.
So this is a really interesting work, and one that seems to tie in with the, you know, artistic mission behind Gold Satino, from my, you know, little sneaky Googling and prep for the show, in terms of creating, you know, quite challenging works in terms of its form and structure and non-linear storytelling. Tell us a bit about the project Dion and its structure.
Okay. So we have made shows in cars before. The structure of Dion is that you get in the back seat of a car and you go on a drive with someone. And we made it after I got dumped a couple of years ago.
Right.
So it was sort of based around that moment where you sort of drive away from something and start looking at things again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it sounds like there's quite, you know, the symbolism of travelling and transitions, and you find yourself at different points in your life needing to leave something behind and then travel towards something else. Is that a particular theme behind the work?
Yeah, a bit of that, and like also isolation and things where you get to see the world in a different way. I think some when you're making site-specific work, it gives the audience permission to look, which especially in today's climate, you're always looking at your phone, you're a little bit switched off, and when you give people permission just to look at everyday scenery, they're like, wow, is that part of it? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And it's the same sort of energy behind a breakup. Sometimes, like, the world seems totally different because you almost have to reinvent yourself, and all your surroundings are tied to a person, and now you sort of have to reinvent them as well. So, and, yeah, there's also a sense of loneliness in just suburbia too, so played around with those ideas too.
Kind of losing yourself in the world that is around you. Yeah.
I think it was a bit, it was initially a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, this kind of plane crash opening monologue about that's pretty salty. And then just having a show that we wanted to make, which is surreal and strange and blurs the line between things that you're seeing that are just everyday people on the street and other things where you're like, oh, is that it? And then it sort of becomes stranger and stranger. But the breakup was an opener.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. And so tell me about your roles within the company and this particular production. So, Davina, you're the creative director of Satino Gold, and it sounds like, you know, from your personal experience that this work has sprung. So what was the development like for you?
it's a weird – we make work in a maybe feel strange way. But we've been making work together for about 7 years, and we just we had a residency at Arts House in Melbourne at the time, and we just spent a lot of time kind of writing and workshopping stuff, and then yeah, we started driving around the back streets of North Melbourne, and that place partially wrote the show.
I think, and Davina's, she came to me, I think it would have been maybe 4 years ago, and said, I have this idea for a show, it's in a car. And I was like, right, so it's going to be wonderful or a disaster.
Yes.
It's like absolutely everything can go wrong. But I think when there's sort of like an 80% chance of failure, it's sort of like that's where you almost need to start making work from. There needs to sort of be putting everything on the line and really like pushing the box a bit, and giving people a chance to see something, an experience that they might not have ever had before. So yeah, we get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Well, it certainly fits into the concept of fringe festivals having that platform to explore these things. And so, Kaz, you're one of the performers.
Yeah,
in
one
the
of
show.
The performers. Yeah. So I've been with Gold Satino for about 6 years, but I'm just usually just an actor. So, but I love making this work because it's very humbling. It reminds you that you're a very small piece of the puzzle, and that there's no small moments and you're really giving people an experience. So, yeah, I love it.
And it's a lot of running around. Kaz does a lot of traditional theatre as well, and she's a exceptional actor. But this work is just like run from here to here and do this. Very visual.
Tapping into different skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how many performers are involved in this work and people behind the scenes? What's the kind of ensemble?
Six, and we do both behind the scenes and perform.
Yeah, so we've got a producer who performs, a designer who performs. The only person who doesn't really is our we've got a sound designer and composer.
Mm. So it's usually the techs that manage to stay.
They make everything sound pretty.
Yeah,
and are at home on their Macs making it all happen. But and then we've got people doing. But we do everything ourselves, all our publicity and things like that. So yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's one of those well-oiled machines, the way everyone's doing their bit. Yeah. And as you push boundaries, as you're creating work that pushes boundaries, you have to push your own boundaries as well with what you're comfortable with. So I imagine there's quite a diverse range of backgrounds coming together for this work. So you're on at Raj House, so you meet at the steps of Raj House and then...
Then we pop you in the car
around,
and you're our captor for the evening.
Yeah, that's it.
An hour, not the whole evening.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You'll get back safely, it's fine. Yeah. We'll return you at the end.
Yeah. And so you've got exhausted allocation, to use the correct terminology, for this coming week, because you've got your first show tonight.
We opened last night.
Last night.
Yeah, so it's our opening weekend this weekend.
Fantastic. How did it go last night?
It was good.
Yeah, went well. We had moments because we had to. We're driving in Adelaide and we don't know Adelaide. It's a big square, guys.
Oh, it's excellent. We love our grid. Please tell us more about how excellent our grid is.
Grid is great.
Like, it's so parallel. It's so easy. Yeah.
You just know if you just do enough left turns, you'll end up back where you started.
That's it.
I'm into it.
Design.
Yeah. So it was a little bit nerve wracking. We know Melbourne and North Melbourne in particular really well, and Adelaide's a bit like, oh, shit, I have to be so on to make sure. I was joking with the others that potentially it would just like the audience get in at the start of the hour and we just start driving. No idea where we're going.
And most people in Adelaide know their way around the city. They're like, where are we?
And actually, one of the women in one of the shows last night said, are they going to my house?
Oh, no. How do they know?
It'd be great to find out where they live.
Yeah.
That's another show.
Yeah. So you're doing multiple shows each evening as well?
We do three shows a night. So, yeah, I think it's like 4.5 hours, 5 hours for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Long haul.
Long haul. Yeah.
But you're on until the Friday the 9th.
Yes.
So there's plenty of opportunities. Mm. And, I mean, obviously, because site-specific works tend to be, and especially involving a car, it would be smaller audience numbers. So even though there are lots of dates, I'd probably encourage people to, book tickets, get in early so that they don't miss out. But it sounds like a fantastic, like the perfect fringe experience for people to branch out into a different kind of theatre and art making. So how are you guys feeling at this point after a few shows down and ready to explore?
It's feeling good. There's always that relief after the opening night where you're like, we've got it, I think.
And it's possible.
You see people too and you can sort of feel if it's working or not.
Yeah.
And it's nice when they all sort of get into the car and there's that nervous energy where they're like, hi, I'm Sarah, by the way, and introduce each other and they're all friends by the end.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's a bonding experience.
Yeah, exactly. You're trapped into this sort of small space and then go through this experience with someone and then at the end they sort of all go off to Raj House and have like a little drink together. It's nice. So, yeah.
A drink and a debrief.
Yeah.
Creating those little small communities. Again, Very fringe, very fringe. Mm. Well, guys, thanks so much for your time this morning, and I hope the season continues to go swimmingly and you get lots of people in the car and you don't get lost in Adelaide, in the very well-designed Adelaide. But, yeah, I hope it all goes well. So that is Dion Raj House. You can head to adelaidefringe.com.au for further details, but it's on multiple times in an evening up until Friday the 9th of March. So, guys, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem at all.